Chapter 2. This Time is Different. Back in summer of 2007, Jim Cramer of Mad Money on CNBC went on a rant about the lack of knowledge at the Federal Reserve. I have talked to the heads of almost every one of these firms in the last 72 hours, and he has no idea what it's like out there. None. And Bill Poole, then the president of the Federal Reserve Bank of St. Louis, he has no idea what it's like out there. My people have been in this game for 25 years, and they're losing their jobs, and these firms are gonna go out of business, and it's nuts. They're nuts. They know nothing. This is a different kind of market. And the Fed is asleep. Bill Poole is a shame. He's shameful. He ought to go and read the accredited home document. At least I read the darn thing. Cramer was mocked, but he was right, as the release of Fed transcripts later proved. In 2008, he was mocked again when he claimed that a spate of short selling targeting the financial markets could be the work of financial terrorists. He's still right. They still know nothing. Only this time it could be much worse. Central bankers, including the Fed, seem convinced of their course once again, while ignoring what should be obvious warning signs. The Fed is leading a global charge among central bankers to devalue their currencies. As Randall W. Forsyth of Barron's writes, "Everybody's racing to the bottom these days, including the central bankers." He quotes Joan McCullough, a financial researcher, who says of both Japan and the United States, "They did it, and it didn't work. Then we did it, and it didn't work. Now they're going to do it again because they're sure that it works." It is at the same time shocking and disheartening that these goobers have not yet figured out that printing money does little beyond goosing stock and commodities prices. Many observers, including our enemies, predicted that Western central banks would respond by devaluing their currencies. It was clear that bin Laden and others intended to bleed us to death, not by their terrorist attacks, but by what they knew would be our response. It is the predicted response that creates the opportunity for the kill. In my 2009...